A medieval legend tells of two angels who were sent to earth by the Lord to gather the prayers of the saints. One was to gather the petitions, the other was to gather the thanksgivings. The angel responsible for the petitions wasn't even able to get back to heaven because he had so many in his load. The angel responsible for thanksgiving carried back his load in one hand. The legend developed from the sad fact that God's children are more prone to ask than to thank. And the Psalms, which we read this morning, are instructive in this regard, in that they contain more praise than petition. And believers who come into their Father's presence through thanksgiving, as Psalm 100 in verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, are the ones that follow his pattern. The commentator William Hendrickson picturesquely commented that when a person prays without thanksgiving, he has clipped the wings of his prayer so that it cannot rise. That's why Paul in Ephesians 5:20 tells us that a spirit-filled believer is totally characterized by thanksgiving. First of all, look at Matthew 6 and verse 21. Thanksgiving characterized Christ's life. It characterized his life as he taught. And as Jesus taught, thanksgiving to the Lord reminds us that he has provided all things. It develops in us an appreciation for the countless ways he cares for us. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I want to read, first of all, verse 21 of Matthew 6. As our Lord says this, your treasure, where it is, there your heart will be also. Verse 20, backing up, lay up, therefore, for yourselves treasures in heaven, where you can only thank God for them, or you can't enjoy them here, and then you'll be blessed. Thanksgiving protects our hearts from the lure of materialism as we give to God our treasures and then thank him for giving them to us, and we acknowledge his fingerprints all over our lives. He instructs us, look at verse 33 of the same chapter, to be first seeking his kingdom, seeking his righteousness, and he'll give everything else to us. And therefore, we shouldn't worry about our tomorrows. Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. He says, just thank God and give God today. Well, thanksgiving to our Lord renews our eternal perspective.